Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, July 2nd, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. First, we'll go down to Florida, where that terrible, and I mean that literally, condo collapse is still page one news. The people are dead, about 140 of them, maybe even more. Nobody's going to survive this long after a building collapses and there's rubble everywhere. But searchers have to keep looking. Now, the cause of the disaster is still unknown. Officials in Miami-Dade ordering immediate inspections of all buildings taller than six stories and older than 40 years. Experts say it's far too early to determine the cause, but we can assume that structural integrity was compromised after 40 years of wind, routine flooding, and erosion, and that the initial building was faulty. The construction was not top-notch. It has to be a part of it. President Biden and the First Lady are meeting with the surviving families and some rescuers down there as the search continues for those deceased. Again, terrible, terrible situation. Next to the border. Donald Trump touring down there alongside Texas Governor Greg Abbott. The two Republicans visiting an unfinished section of the border wall with members of the media and some local law enforcement. Donald Trump blaming the current immigration chaos, and it is that, on President Biden, saying, quote, he's destroying our country before our very eyes. Not surprising. Mr. Trump seemed to have the situation under control. Mr. Biden has destroyed it. Finally, more good news on COVID. The number of cases and daily deaths continue to drop as the vaccination rate breaks 50% in the USA. New infections remain steady at about 10,000 a day, 250 fatalities daily. More than 90% down since January, 90%. Now, as you may know, other countries are still locked down because they don't have the vax. And I think it's safe to say the vaccine saved us. New survey from Gallup says 57% of Republicans believe the pandemic is over, 35% of independents do, just 4% of Democrats. And in Los Angeles, officials are urging all residents, even if vaxxed, to wear masks inside because of the Delta variant of COVID. The Moderna and Pfizer vaccines protect against Delta. Coming up, the message of the day. Listeners, sounding off. Right back with it.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners, sound off. We do this each Friday. You can reach me easily, bill@billoreilly.com. bill@billoreilly.com. Name in town if you wish to opine. Let's start with Steve, who's in Florida. USA Today reports historians rate Donald Trump near the bottom and Barack Obama near the top of U.S. presidents. As a historian, O'Reilly, I value your opinion more than USA Today. Where is Donald Trump in this list? It's too early to tell, Steve. You see, these lists are political. These historians, most of them, they don't like Donald Trump, and they do like Barack Obama, so that's what they do. It is very difficult to evaluate a president until about 10 years after the man leaves office, because you don't know how his policies are going to stack up against his replacement. And you don't know what direction the country is going to take. So Donald Trump was very effective in improving the economy. Now, it looks like the economy may be troublesome because of inflation. So we've got to wait. I'm not going to rank Donald Trump at this time. Brian is in Massachusetts. I hope President Trump does not seek re-election. I believe it would cause an uproar. I voted for him. I agreed with his policies, but it's time for him to step aside. We need calm. He is too bombastic. Well, that's the rap. But Donald Trump is not going to step aside. I think he's going to try to run. It may not be possible. The party may not coalesce around him, but he's already campaigning. I think that's too early. Now, I am going to see the president next week, and we'll have a full report on that meeting. Noreen is in Lenexa, Kansas. I do not know if President Biden will go to hell. It appears he's preparing for it by turning America into a living hell. Now, Noreen's letter comes off my analysis of Joe Biden's problems with the Catholic Church based upon abortion. As you know, in the Catholic Church, abortion is a mortal sin. And if you are in the state of a mortal sin, you cannot receive the sacraments. Now, Mr. Biden didn't have an abortion, but he is promoting the procedure by refusing to back any limitations of it and demanding that all American taxpayers pay for it. But as I said in my commentary, we human beings cannot judge anybody. That is left to the deity. Andrew is in Arizona. Hey, Bill, love Killing the Mob. Fantastic read. Ben Franklin said it best. Everyone is born ignorant, but it takes a lot of work to become stupid. Hence, we see terrible things on display in our greatest cities. It's an interesting quote you raise, Andrew. I don't know why there aren't demonstrations against the massive violence in Chicago, New York, Baltimore, and other places. I don't know why people aren't angry, but they're not out in the street. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by putting it together. For more honest news analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. And this weekend, check out Killing the Mob, still number one. In a moment, something you might not know. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. The American tourism industry suffered catastrophic losses last year, as you know. Air travel, hotels, museums all shut down to slow the contagion. But one unique type of vacation exploded in popularity during COVID, the return of the RV. Rentals for RVs, also known as recreational vehicles, jumped more than 400% during the lockdown, earning the nickname Quarantine on Wheels. The first RVs date back to the early 20th century. In the 1920s, a car company in Huntington, New York, started making vehicles called Gypsy Vans. The models were built for cross-country travel to see the newly formed national parks. Owners could sleep inside the cabins at a time when there were few roadside hotels. The original version featured an electrical generator, full kitchen, two beds, folding table, bookcase, record player, sofas with throw pillows, and a variety of small appliances. Over the next century, RVs became popular with campers and tourists all over the USA. Today, it is the fastest growing sector of America's vacation industry, second only to marijuana tourism, which we will not get into. Today, there are more than 3,000 locations in America registered as official RV parks. The recreational vehicle economy generates about $115 billion each year, supporting 100,000 jobs full-time. And here's something else you might not know. If you are looking to buy an RV this year, it's going to cost you. Bare bones models start at $80,000, but the high-end versions top out at $1 million. Premium RVs like the King Air 4000 feature two bedrooms, full-size kitchen, dining room, sauna, rooftop hot tub, two bathrooms, and a laundry. Now, renting an RV is also expensive. The average trip will set you back $300 a day and 35 cents per mile. That's a lot if you're moving around a country. However, once you've got an RV, you're going to save big on hotels. The typical cost to park the RV overnight, $20. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.